Keith Irizarry right here on NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. Let's switch gears, talk a little college hoops, bring in Richie Schuler, college basketball analyst for ESPN, a former coach on many different levels. Richie, thank you for the time and happy Thanksgiving. How's everything going this evening?
Things are going great. It's always good to be with family. How about you?
Can't complain. I ate a lot of good food. We've been talking about it all show. I'm a little bit of the food coma going on, but I think everything will be all right. We'll push through.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, before we even get into basketball, what's your favorite food to eat on Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, I love the turkey. I think green bean casserole has to be right there. Mashed potatoes and gravy. I don't think it goes any better than that. Green bean casserole absolutely has to be my number one favorite.
Look at you going sort of healthy, not mentioning the desserts, because I'm more of a dessert guy. But
oh, are you? Okay.
All right, let's get into our appetizer while we talk through this now. Ben Simmons, boy, this kid is taking the collegiate ranks by storm at LSU. First and foremost, what do you think the impact of a guy like Ben Simmons is going to LSU and kind of not going to a Kentucky or North Carolina, one of those preeminent dominant squads?
I personally love it. I mean, they're touting him and they're hyping him up to be the most talented player to be in the draft since LeBron James. Those are some big shoes to fill. I mean, I never saw him play live, but I've gone back and watched a lot of highlights. I've gone back and seen some clips here and there, and they're right. I mean, he deserves all that hype. Now, can he sustain it for the entire season? That remains to be seen, but his impact has been incredible for that squad so far.
Richie, as a coach, when you do look at that the video of him playing, what has impressed you the most? What aspect jumps out and you go, wow?
Yeah, he's a playmaker. I mean, kind of like LeBron, kind of like a Magic Johnson. Now, will he get to that level? That remains to be seen. But he is fundamentally sound. I mean, he's an incredible ball handler. He can really pass it. And he's left-handed, so that helps. But he has terrific fundamentals. You see him, he's very explosive. He can penetrate to the basket, but he does it in a very smooth way. And what I really love about him is when he attacks the rim, he can finish on either side. I mean, he can finish with his left hand or his right hand. Through five games, though, he hasn't taken one three-point shot, so that's obviously not his strength, but he puts up so many numbers in so many other categories. Have you seen the numbers for him?
It's been ridiculous. I mean, he had, 20-14 the other night. He had 20-20 another night. Yeah, he's been great.
Yeah, well, get this. I mean, 16 points a game, and by the way, that's second on his team. There's another guy that's averaging about 16.5 a game, but he averages over 14 rebounds a game. That's incredibly impressive. And then the 6 assists per game. I mean, he's a triple-double kind of guy to go along with a couple steals and a block a game, too. So, I mean, he's a guy that can fill up the box score really quick. And he's a guy that you can really rely on a lot of different areas on the basketball court.
Collegiately, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Michael Beasley, Kansas State a few years back, O.J. Mayo going to USC a few years back, where one guy kind of changed the culture of a program for one season. Do you see the same kind of situation with Ben Simmons?
Well, I think he's the most talented guy on that team. Now, that he's not the only super freshman. I mean, three of their top four scorers are freshmen, and that's what's amazing. They have a couple other guys. Brandon Sampson's their fourth leading scorer. Antonio Blakeney, he's their freshman leading scorer as well. I mean, they have a lot of talent around them. I think with this team, it's a matter of can they sustain it? Can they mesh together with this super freshman squad? It's not easy for the upperclassmen to have freshmen playing over them. That's not easy. But at the same time, will they hit a wall? You know, high school kids that going into college their freshman year, they hit walls midseason, just like college guys do when they go to the NBA. It's a longer year. I mean, they only have 3 wins, and they're all against low and mid-major programs. Their losses are against the Power 5 conference teams. So it remains to be seen what impact not just Simmons will have, but those freshmen on the program moving forward.
Joined now by Richie Schuler, college basketball analyst for ESPN, former coach. Give him a follow on Twitter. It's RichieSchuler. All right, you cover the Big West, and this is a conference maybe, at least me, I know I'm on the East Coast, not a lot of people know about. So let's talk about some of the teams that are at least having some good starts right now. Hawaii, they are perfect so far in the season. What can you expect from a team like them?
Well, Hawaii, they get a lot of wins every year when they have a lot of home games. I mean, this is a team that travels more than any team in the nation. I mean, thousands upon thousands of miles. So when they get home games, they fill out their stadium, their arena, and they're phenomenal. I mean, they've had 3 coaches in the last 13, 14 months. Their interim coach last year, they had 22 wins and lost in the conference championship game. it's a squad that now they have a new coach, but they have all the same players. Aaron Valdez is a phenomenal player. He's a first-team all-conference candidate. And then they have another guy, Roger Bobbitt, who was, I believe, led the nation in steals last year. And now I think he's in the top three in assists per game this year as well. They had a Missouri transfer a couple of years ago, Stefan Jankovic, 6'11", 230 pounds, 240 pounds, something like that. He's an inside-outside guy. I mean, this is a team that's ultra-talented, but they've never been great at playing on the road. They've just been okay on the road. So if they can get as many wins away as they do at home, I mean, this is a team that could seriously threaten UC Irvine, who's predicted to win the whole thing.
And there you go. You lead me into UC Irvine. They're 4-1 overall right now. What kind of squad do they have this year?
Well, number one, they have a phenomenal coach, Russell Turner. I mean, he's coached in the NBA. He was a terrific player himself at the Division III level. I think he was National Player of the Year when he was in college. But, I mean, this is a team that didn't lose too much. They lost a couple guys that played major minutes, but they lost to Louisville by 2 points in the NCAA tournament last year. I thought they had him. And everybody always talked about Mamadou Ndiaye, big 7'6" guy, big-time shot blocker. But this is a team that's 11-12 deep. They play 4 or 5 posts a game. They play 11-12 guys every game, but their guard play is outstanding. They have a point guard named Alex Young, got a shooting guard named Luke Nelson. Both those guys have played for England on their national team throughout the years. I mean, they are loaded in just about every position. They certainly are the team to beat in the Big West Conference.
Again, I am Keith Irizarry on NBC Sports Radio, joined now by Richie Schuler, college basketball analyst for ESPN. Give me a surprise team in the Big West. Who can kind of battle with those two top squads and maybe find themselves on the cusp of being in the postseason?
Well, I think you have to talk about UC Santa Barbara. I mean, they lost their All-American, Al Williams, who could have been the best post player in the nation, but because he's at a mid-major, he didn't get a whole lot of coverage the last couple of years. But they got a trio of three guys that are phenomenal. Great shooters and inside-out kind of guys. Michael Bryson, John Green, Gabe Vincent. But you got to consider them. They were preseason ranked second in that league. And then Long Beach State's always there. Head coach Dan Munson, he was at Gonzaga. He built Gonzaga before Mark Few took over. And he was at Minnesota and took over the academic mess. And he was unfortunately had to coach with all the academic scandals they had. He had to deal with that because they brought him in when they fired Clem Haskins. But he's got three Division I transfers on that squad. Nick Faust from Maryland, Gabe Levin, Pepperdine, Rashawn Prince came in from USC. They got a great player off the bench named Travis Hammonds. He's one of their top scorers. So you can never count those two teams out because traditionally they've won a lot of games and won some championships over the last 5-10 years. And I mean, I could go on and on. Probably the other one I probably should mention is UC Riverside and the job that head coach Dennis Cutts has done with that squad. I mean, he's got two player of the year candidates on the squad this year that are both seniors. And in his third season, they've gotten better and better, and this is probably their year to contend.
And, Richie, before we wrap up with the Big West, is there a player in this conference that we might be seeing on the next level? I know a lot of times, you know, college hoops fans are also NBA fans, and they want to know, well, who might my team down the road be able to draft or be a difference maker on the professional rank?
I would say that the obvious choice would be UC Irvine's Mamadou Ndiaye. I mean, he's 7'6", and he's about 300 pounds of muscle. And it's not like Manute Bol when he was 7'7", 200 pounds or whatever he was. I mean, he's a beast. When he sets a screen in rolls, which they do a lot in the NBA, he's near impossible to stop. And he doesn't get a lot of shots. His presence alone wins them a lot of games. I would say his weaknesses, as far as the NBA level, is getting up and down the floor. He's not extremely quick. But in the half court, offensively, if he gets the ball, I mean, he's shooting 60-70% every year from the field. I mean, that's outstanding. Anything above 50% is outstanding. And I think Mamadou Ndiaye, I've seen plenty of NBA scouts in the stands watching him. He's got a legitimate shot of being in the NBA. And people talk about Nick Faust from Long Beach State as well. He's from Maryland, and you know, he's a one-year guy, senior guy. I think he's got a decent shot. I mean, he is extremely talented. He's probably the most talented player they've had there in 6-7 years.
And, Richie, we'll leave you with this, one of the questions we've been asking all evening long. What are you thankful for in the world of sports? Now, I mean, most people obviously are thankful for their family, things like that. But let's go sports-wise. It's a sports show. What are you thankful for?
Well, I think in sports, I think it goes deeper than just entertaining fans. I personally, having an educator's background, I personally like the education it gives not just young kids but high school kids and on to college and the pros. The discipline and the structure. I mean, without sports, a lot of these kids wouldn't end up as positive role models. And a lot of kids obviously would in different arenas of life, but I think in sports in general can provide a lot of opportunity, make a lot of people great role models, and set you with some sort of structure for the rest of your life. So I'm thankful for that, and I think there's a deeper meaning to playing sports than just entertainment.
Richie, you are the man. I'm thankful that you were able to spend a little time with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Take care.
There you go, Richie Schuler, college basketball analyst for ESPN, a former coach as well. And again, on Twitter, it's RichieSchuler. It's NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com, and I'm Keith Irizarry.